Warning, the following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Welcome back. It is episode 2 of the sneaky season of Daily Dilemma Uncensored, ahead of our live sold out show at Wexford Spiegel Tent on October 18th. It's sold out. Woo! I think we should just, like, I'm going to milk this for
it's
the rest
like
of my life.
It's not just like all your family, is it?
Are you joking? Friends. My family, like... Well, my mom is threatening to come in at the back. My brother wants to come.
That's so weird.
But
Davey, you're sound, but that's weird.
I know, but it's. Do you know what it is? It's a Spiegel Tent gig. Like, that is massive. If you've grown up in Wexford or you know anything about the tent, it's just that idea that if something is on in Wexford Spiegel Tent, well, by God, they mean business.
Maybe we could do a little matinee show, like a quick show at 2:30 just for your family.
Just do like a regular Daily Dilemma and be like, that's it now. Did you enjoy that? Yeah. And get Davey to get up on stage at the end and sing my brother. Yeah. Anyway, we're very excited. Chance to win tickets on the show. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we were back with a bang last week and we covered vagina gas. So I would like to pray and hope against hope that there's nothing of that vein.
It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, you're still waiting.
Still waiting. Killian, never give up on your dreams.
You need to get the right foods into her. Beans or something.
Oh, no, it's not to do with, God bless you, if you think vagina gas is something to do with beans. She's looking at her bachelor's or Heinz. Okay,
anyway, you can get in touch with us, talk at beat102103.com, either for the regular dilemma or for this one. Right, if we're ready to get into our next one, it's says, hi Niall, show and Killian.
Hi.
Please keep me anon and thank you for reading this. With the girlfriend 3 years and we both said we would like to bring someone in for a bit of fun. It's been a very casual thing and we found this girl and she just seemed to slot in well. It's happening a lot and we both enjoy it. The girl is lovely and unreal in bed. The stuff she can do is just insane. She is very experienced. I've been enjoying it so much that I've realised sex with her is better than the sex with my girlfriend. She's just a sex goddess. I've fallen for her. I love my girlfriend, but she will never be this other girl in the bedroom. I know that now. Do I stay with my girlfriend because she does have a deadly personality and just keep the other girl so I'm satisfied sexually? Or do I end it? Don't think my own girlfriend will ever be able to do the things the other girl can do. Please help.
Oh, the deadly personality line killed me. What every girl wants to hear.
Yeah, you're really funny.
Yeah.
I got that the other day.
Do I? Yeah. Thanks a million.
Yeah. Are you a sex goddess, though, is the question. Can you hit both buttons?
Call Tom.
Okay. We've done that before
and we got in trouble.
Yeah.
I think that we have...
Can I just ask, sorry, and I'm reading this back again.
Yeah.
He does say he loves his girlfriend. And he says she's a deadly personality.
Yeah.
But is that one of these, you know, in love with versus I love?
It's a lust thing, I think. Like, look, we've done this on the podcast. We've done this at the live shows, much to our absolute horror when we found out that amongst us, a couple were happy to talk about having a threesome, right? And it turns out in that case, so we met a couple who had a threesome. He was going out with a girl and they brought the best friend in and he ended up running off with the best friend. Have I said that right?
Well,
I think so. Was it two guys in it and one girl?
Sorry, we've had a few threesomes.
No, I meant at the live show.
I remember the shocking part was that they were a couple and they brought another girl, but it was his ex.
No. His ex, he left his ex for this
to be
girl.
The girl. She was like, I was the girl that ended in.
God, I was really...
You were a bit tired then.
I don't know.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, it was quite shocking. But we have talked about the threesome thing on the podcast before, and we've talked very much so about the idea of, do you bring in someone you know versus an absolute randomer so that maybe their feelings aren't quite there. And people have different feelings on that as to whether if you're going to do the threesome or multiple sex, is it better with strangers or better with a friend?
Do you know what I can't believe, right? I cannot believe that there are so many people walking amongst us. Like, I'm going down the Bullring. I'm going down, like, the Apple Market in Waterford. And there he is all there. You're out swinging left, right, centre every weekend. Like, that shocks me, right? Because I was...
You never know.
I can't really say too much, right? But Tom floored me. He went away to Cork last weekend. And something happened. Not with him.
Okay.
But with a friend of a friend. And he ended up with this girl. And turns out, yeah. So there was... They're all at it. Everyone's at it except for me.
I can't imagine it.
I know.
I've always said I'd love to. Oh, I'd love two girls. Yeah. But now that I'm in a relationship, I think I'd be jealous.
If they,
of the other girl.
No.
As in the two of them.
If they were going out.
They sound
I think
like,
she would be too, but I just can't imagine doing it with anyone else by her.
Well, that sounds still in the young trolls.
But you're not going to wait. I wouldn't want to do it.
I would be jealous. I would hate it. I would want to, like, run.
What if it was two guys?
Oh, too
I'd
much.
Be really jealous.
Too much. There's too many.
Too
you
many
know,
things coming at
too
you.
Too many.
Yeah, but you have plenty of things down there.
No, I don't want more than one. More than I have enough.
I've seen a video with three guys because, you know, there's enough.
You can't have the nostrils as well.
Parking spaces.
You know that the only porn video I've ever seen is gay porn in college, yeah. And it was called Rooftop Roughage, and it was enough to put me off forever. Mm. No, not with another guy, not with another girl. I've always said this. I would not, like, and I have no interest in bringing somebody else into the relationship. No interest because I probably would be very jealous. Also because I would feel. Well, I'm very happy to be in a relationship where it is just us, and I have no desire or want or any bit of me that's curious about having relations with somebody else when I'm in a relationship.
And I totally get that, and yourself and Tom have something very special. If it was different and you were single now, and let's say you're a bit more adventurous with as you get older, would you see it differently?
I said this before. If he left me in the morning, I would sit at home with the dog. If Eve was gone off to school, I would sit at home with the dog. I would order a 4-in-1 from Tings on a Saturday night. I'd have a little bit of Prosecco, I'd put on the telly. I swear to God, I would be single. I couldn't be out there doing what yous are all doing, like. Mm. I know
what if Cathy approached you and said, look,
to go into their relationship?
Yeah. As a friend, no.
Oh.
Or a friend did ask you, like, if you were single, would you think about it? No. No,
like, 100%. It wouldn't matter who asked me. It wouldn't matter what they look like. What I have no, I have no desire to go into somebody else's, even if I was single. But even if I was single, I'd be single. I don't think I'd be able to.
You'd be in the nunnery like Sister Mary Clarence.
I just feel like even the expectation or like the stuff that you'd be asked to do, I would be like. Mm. No.
Okay, I will say this, right? I have had many threesomes. Okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
He said this on the podcast before.
Yeah, no, I have. And
that's me and man now saying it now.
I have not been with friends or people I know, because I would find that way too kind of awkward, because you're going to face those people again and all the rest. But the two different types that I would have had would have been just two other random kind of guys or a couple.
And I have, that you know?
Nope.
You've never met these people?
No, it's still casual, casual encounter. But I have much more enjoyed the couples than two other random people, if that makes sense.
I don't know if it's okay. Like, is it okay to ask? Because I don't know how it works. So do you start off with one of them and then they move into the, like, over to the chair in the room?
Yeah, it's like past the parcel.
Yeah. No, it can be different, but how do I put this in nice? I'm conscious we're on camera as well with this. Often, like, you might be whoever.
I've never seen you stuck for words.
Yeah,
I've
been very careful. So you might, like, you've heard of, like, spit roasts, have you? You
know,
so you might have one person at one end and one person at the other end and then somebody in the middle.
Oh,
oh God.
So that you're nobody's left out. Everybody's having fun and playing their part. Taking their role seriously.
The poor fella in the middle.
Yeah, the one in the middle can be a girl or it can be a guy. Or like a,
but if it's the girl, if in this case, right, so he's with his girlfriend.
Yes.
And then he's brought this, or they've brought this other girl in. Mm. Are they all
on
the
working?
Bed together? Like, are they all doing bits together? Or is so, one of them, like, how has he realised that she's better than the...
Well, he knows she's better because he says the amount of experience she has. She's really good at everything she does. Maybe she's better at oral sex. Maybe she's better. Maybe she does wilder things, anal sex. I don't know. But to answer your kind of question is, it's a little trickier when there's two girls and one guy, because guy only is one piece of equipment. But he might be kissing one girl and the other girl might be doing something, and he might try and include all, bring everyone into the equation. So that nobody sits there.
Unless there's girl on girl action.
There would often be a bit of that too.
I do think, right, just back to the dilemma, I do think that in this case it is very possible that what's happened is you have this lovely relationship, and I think it's fair to say that if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're with them for a very long time, of course sometimes you're having sex and you're like, oh, we're having sex, great, it's great, wonder what we'll have for dinner.
Paul Mescal.
No, no, I would never think that. Like, I love Tom and I love having sex with him. But I just mean, like, it can be, you know, like you're going...
Rinse and repeat.
Not even that, but like you just... If you live with someone, you're day to day. And yeah. like, so in this case, is it not like he's brought... Or they've brought somebody else in. And it is that, oh my God, she's amazing and she's sexual and she's this. Whereas your girlfriend is cleaning the toilet and like, you know, brushing her teeth in front of you and doing all those kind of like day-to-day stuff.
That wouldn't stop me.
But now, again, early doors.
Yeah.
No, still.
But I just mean that like somebody else is coming and she's new exotic. And shiny and sexy and your boobs out.
And she's purely there for one reason and that is sex.
She just has come... has arrived for one job and one job only. She's not there for all the other day-to-day things that are just part of life. And I don't care what anybody says. Like when you're with somebody for a long time, like that does kind of, it's great to have like an active sex life, and I do, but it's also like life can get in the way sometimes. So I think there might be a little bit of him being kind of almost dazed by this girl who's he calling a sex goddess, like, you know, and then saying his girlfriend has a great personality. Well, I'm sorry, you were with the girlfriend before, you said you love her, you're in love with her, like.
But the question is, does he just want to be having sex with other people? Is that what he really wants here? You know,
I think so.
I'm just like, there's nothing in it to suggest how your girlfriend really feels about this. Did she feel a bit pressured to bring the girl in? Is she actually enjoying the experience?
Is she doing
it just because she loves you or she wants to please you? But is she actually really uncomfortable with it at the end of the day? We don't know that.
I'm saying that there's problems in that relationship if you have to bring someone else into it.
I don't know about that.
You can say that 100%. No. I think there are many people who can.
They crave it. They want it. Like, I think.
I know, but if you're saying that, like, oh, she's, I love her, but. This one is like this one. I've fallen for this one because her sex is amazing. Like, obviously, there was you don't value your girlfriend enough.
I think that comes down to, and I found out recently, I say yours are all added out there, but I say you could be walking down the street and you could see a very happily married couple or a couple that have been together for years and they're openly at the weekend going to a house in Dublin. Putting their keys in a bowl, or and that is, I don't know if they act. Do they actually put the key in the bowl?
I think that's a cliche. But yeah, they could be doing it together, or they could have an arrangement where they both can go and be with other people and come back and live together.
I just find that mad.
I've heard this story recently of it was a couple who started swinging with another couple, and they knew each other, so they all decided that this is something that they wanted to do, and they went away together. And one of the husbands ended up falling for.
The other woman.
But I think they managed to work through it and realised actually it was just that idea that it's something different and new and shiny. And if you love somebody, I'm not necessarily sure they have problems in the relationship. Maybe they are both extremely adventurous sexually. Mm-hmm. But there's always going to be that thing of, is one person going to get more involved or invested, and is somebody else going to be left out? That is just a risk that you take when you bring somebody else in, isn't it? And I can say, hand on heart, I'll never be taking that risk.
No,
he's coming home the doorstep.
I don't want her going away thinking this lad's better than me. No way.
Do you remember the time that we did the role play when we were together?
What?
Who?
Not me and you.
You and Niall?
No, me and Tom.
When you said we, I thought it was a collective in the room. I was like, when did the three of us role play together?
A bit of jealousy crept in there.
So we were acting and he played a character and I played a character and I was all being sexy and, hey, how are you? And asking him his name and everything. And then he was like, yeah, nice to meet you. And we pretended we met for the first time. And then after about 5 minutes, he turned around and said, well, I'm a bit jealous of this guy. So no, it'll never happen for us. I can see why you would think.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can say that there's like major problems either.
Not in every case. There are people who are quite happy with companionship at a certain point, but they are happy to be sexually active with other people and they're comfortable with that. Might not be for you, but it is for other people. I do think there's an issue in this relationship that's deeper, that he is now thinking about this wonderful sex and all that.
That they're not happy in their sex life.
You have to weigh up what is more important to you, the love, companionship and deadly personality of this girl you've been with for a long time, or the exotic nature of getting your end away with other girls. And if it's B you want, well then maybe that relationship isn't.
But also if it's B you want, then B might be short-lived. B might not be B all the time.
No, B does not want the day-to-day nonsense of a relationship, possibly. Just wants to use you for your body.
He needs to realise, so it is a case of the grass is always greener. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you go over to B, you might be thinking, well, I missed out on A, and A might find another C, you know.
Where did C come into this? I know, I just think the way he worded it, saying that she's, you know,
a sex like, goddess.
Sex goddess, and your one's a lovely personality and I love her, but this one's just way better. And like, you should have that with your girlfriend. Like,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Should be saying that she's the be all and end all, and there shouldn't be anyone else, and that's my problem with it. But.
And you should, like, as you said, if you're with somebody, and like, I hope that this is the case, even though, like, I'm not that adventurous, I hope that he still looks at me and goes, oh my god, for like when you dress up and stuff.
I think he does.
Do you?
I think he does too. I do live the whole time, even if she's just in tracksuits. I'm like, I just can't believe, you know.
Yeah,
and
no,
I hate
did,
the word pulled.
You did send me a pic last Friday night where you'd been up at work doing stuff all day, and then you'd been working in the evening, and you got home and you were in your PJs and you'd spilled
a
4
and 1.
Don't
do that.
I'm just saying, you know, then I'm not sure, but most of the time, 99% of the time, I'm fairly confident that Tom still thinks you are the dog's bollocks.
Oh, thanks. I spilled a bit.
What a way to describe it.
I had spilled a bit of curry sauce on my fleece, and it was a Tang's 4 in 1 with beef. And he did look at me, because I'd come in the door, I'd done an event on Friday night, and I came in, and he went, he did go for, and then 5 minutes later I went upstairs and put fluffy pyjamas and a fleece, and there was curry sauce all over me, and he was like, oh, there you go.
I still say,
she's home. Yeah.
Liv was there the other day, and she was storing, she had all like drool on her yolk, and I was like, yeah, I would. She's
beautiful. You're definitely in the early stages. We'll return to this in a few months.
Final advice then for our emailers. Help. The question once again, do I stay with my girlfriend because she does have a deadly personality and keep the other girl for sexual satisfaction, or do I end it? I'm not sure my own girlfriend will ever be able to do the things that this other girl can do.
Well, maybe in some way you haven't given your girlfriend the chance to do the things that you want to do, because maybe you have almost now made her, now I don't know, this hypothetical, maybe she now thinks, oh well, I can't keep up with this girl in the bedroom, and she's not feeling good about herself. Like, your job, as is hers, is to make your sex life as good as it can be together. And actually what you're saying is probably right. Maybe you need to work on the sex between you and see if you can ignite a bit more passion. It takes work. It does not happen.
Get a manual. The Lover's Guide or something. Try some new
positions. Did I ever tell
positions.
You? Come here. When I was 10, right?
Whoa. I love that. Try some new positions. When I was 10.
My parents were killing
what a follow up.
I was in, Mum had asked me to get something out of the, they don't listen, don't they not, do you think?
You started.
Have you told the story before?
No. It's grand. Dad would never find this podcast on the app. They asked me to get something out of the drawer. Was it the drawer or the wardrobe? I can't remember. Anyway, I went into the bedroom and my friend was with me. I think I was 10 or maybe I was 11. It's the joy of sex, the Karma Sutra. Well, we sat on the ground and absolutely rolled around the place laughing. And then we heard footsteps and she ripped the page. So page 67 was gone. So we just took it with us.
Okay. But you must have been quite confused by some of the tools.
Oh my God, the legs. There was legs everywhere.
Legs akimbo. Yeah.
So junior friend, try that then.
No, it was my friend. Like, I was only 10.
Your mum was like saying to dad, why is that page torn?
We're missing 67.
Yeah. Killian, final advice on this.
I'm going to go back to the A and B scenario here. A, if you brought that girl in because there was problems in your sex life, then I think you need to work with your girlfriend, or just leave her because she doesn't deserve you if you're going off and doing that and thinking that. But if you both brought her in together, then you just need to make a choice. Do you want just sex, or do you want a relationship with sex?
Okay.
It's hard to meet somebody that you love and adore and love unconditionally and think is an amazing person, and also have this mind-blowing sex life all the time. That's just not a given. And so if you found somebody that you are compatible with and that you also think is wonderful, you should also think she's a sex goddess, regardless of whether or not she doesn't do the things that this other girl does. So I would be saying to you, before you make any major decision, I think you need to put a bit more work into the girl that you were with from the start, and forget about goddess girl B. She B?
Yeah, I think she's B.
I think they both need to cut B out for a while and see if
see what their relationship is like.
I really do, because I don't think you should write off a relationship based on something that you've explored and have now decided that you're I feel it's lust, to be honest.
Okay, we leave it there. If you're lucky enough to have a ticket for Daily Lemon Uncensored, we can't wait to see you on October 18th. If you're not lucky enough, we have last chance to win listening to Beat Breakfast over the next week or so. And if you want to send us something for this, you can email talk@beat102103.com.
I feel like we're on the Today Show in a second. I'm Dahi O'Shea. We'll be back tomorrow for more cooking.
I don't want to talk about threesomes with Dahi O'Shea.
I'd say be. Yeah, okay, move on. Bye.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air?
DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com.